USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's primary voting today in a half dozen states: New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. The highest profile race is in Utah. That's where 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney is heavily favored to win the GOP Senate nomination. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster's in a tense runoff with Republican challenger John Warren. President Trump was campaigning with McMaster in South Carolina last night. The president, though, talking about some other issues as well, including recent calls for members of his administration to be harassed in public.
It's the party of Maxine Waters. Do you believe her?
The president referring there to Democrats. Meanwhile, House Democrat Maxine Waters says she did call for administration officials to be harassed, but not to be harmed. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
A 77-year-old man is charged with suspicion of murder, attempted murder, and arson after he allegedly started a blaze at a senior living facility in Long Beach, California yesterday. Officials say he was trying to lure firefighters so then he could shoot them.
Two firefighters were struck, as well as one citizen was struck.
That's Sergeant Brad Johnson of the Long Beach Police, who says one of the two firefighters died. Now Thomas Kim is facing those charges. There's still no word on his motive. The agency overseeing the U.S. border says it's no longer recommending prosecution for people who illegally cross it with kids. The Customs and Border Protection Commissioner saying CPB is temporarily stopping such prosecutions, that after President Trump's executive order last week that was to end the separation of families at the border. The Pawnee wildfire in Northern California continues to grow. It's just 5% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Kentucky World War II veteran to be honored posthumously at the White House today when President Trump will award a Medal of Honor to the family of Army First Lieutenant Garland Murrell Connor. An injured Connor ran from a hospital in France in 1945 to rejoin his unit on the front lines. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell paying tribute to Connor and noting that he performed heroically through, quote, wave after wave of German advances. The Kentucky Republican was instrumental in securing a Medal of Honor for Connor, who died in 1998 at 79. The Medal of Honor is America's highest military award. Britain's Prince William's on a historic tour of the Middle East that began in Jordan and will be heading to Israel and occupied Palestinian territories before it's over. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
William and Jordanian Crown Prince Hussein watched a World Cup soccer match together and later visited the archaeological ruins of Jerash, a Roman city dating to the first century. The site has a personal connection to the royal couple. Kate Middleton was photographed there by her father, Michael Middleton, in 1984 when she was a child. British royals have historically declined invitations for official state visits to Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a historic visit. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.